use number 2412, I'm sorry, conditional use number 2411, Joshua Zupo.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a tree service business to be located on a certain parcel of land, Lowingham being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.94 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Gravel Hill Road, which is Route 30, approximately 0.35 mile north of the intersection of Gravel Hill Road and John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24. The 911 address is 28121 Gravel Hill Road, Millsborough, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 32, Parcel 30.00, submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman. We have a copy of the applicant's boundary survey plan. We have a copy of the Dale Dot service level evaluation response. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibits. And I would note that we received 10 comments, 7 of which appear to be in support and 3 appear to be in opposition. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Okay. I also have to say that I was just watching you guys on the internet, and between the time I left my office a couple hundred yards away and here, you guys blew through the old business and you skipped the recess, so I walked in just in time. And I don't know if that's ever happened before. So I got to compliment you all, because my client's not even here, and I called him and told him to be here.
It's efficient government. That's what
it's unbelievable. I was thinking that, of course, they're going to take the recess, and there were all these items of old business, and here we are.
Mr. Weimer, are you comfortable proceeding? Do you want us to call the next hearing and wait?
Typically, at this point, I would say, Your Honor, I'm very comfortable proceeding, okay. And I appreciate the efficiency. I previously submitted a letter with 7 exhibits, and I'm going to just summarize those. I have one other exhibit on a large poster board, that I'll also be presenting. But essentially, I represent Josh Zupo, who owns and operates a tree service business. And if you take a look at the packet that I put together, tab number 1 gives you an overview, aerial overview of what the property looks like from the air. And tab 2 shows what the property looks like from the front. And as I noted in my letter, essentially you can't even tell that it's a tree service business except for the one small sign out front. Tab 3 shows the left side boundary line. Tab 4 shows the right side boundary line looking down the property. Tab 5 shows what it would look like standing behind the property. Tab 6 is a picture of the backyard of the property that's just about directly behind this property, and the owner of that property is operating a tree service business as well. I couldn't find any kind of conditional use permit or special.
So just so we're clear on the photo that's on the screen, that's not the applicant's, that's the neighbor to the rear?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you're standing in the rear, it's a little off to the right, but in the rear of the property. And tab 7 gives you an idea of what the area looks like. And what I did on the first page is highlight the addresses of the properties that signed letters of support of this project. As you can see, most of them, if not all of them, are either across the street, adjacent, or adjacent to my client's property. I think what I'll do is I'll stop here and give you some additional context by looking at this poster board that I put together. So again, what I did was I took...
Mr. Weimer, if you could go behind, just so we can pick you up on the microphone. That's all right.
We aren't there yet with drop-downs, I guess, that pick up standing in front. So I took the same tax map number and I took pictures to give you context of where other businesses in this area are located. And this is Gravel Hill Road coming into Millsboro, and that's Route 24 branching off towards the beach. Within a quarter mile, you have a hearing aid business, you have Kelly's Archery, Kelly's Outdoors Archery, and you have a crawl space business. And those are to the south of this property. Then, as I said, immediately behind my client's property is a similar business, tree service business. To the northeast, you have, and I don't know what kind of business it is, maybe you guys do, there are a lot of vehicles parked at this property that's just a couple hundred yards to the north. And then behind to the northeast, you have a business as well, nondescript, down a dirt road. You have the Millsboro Bypass that's probably within a quarter mile of this property. That's under construction. And then to the northwest, a couple hundred yards down the road, you've got a pole building with various bays. So it's not as if the immediate area is all residential. There are commercial businesses around that area, and you have a major bypass that's within a couple hundred yards as well going around Millsboro. I don't want to waste your time. I don't know if you read the letter, but I'll just highlight the important parts. The property is zoned AR1. It's located right outside the town of Millsboro. The approval of this application is not going to have an adverse impact on the neighboring and adjacent properties. As I noted, first, you have most of the neighbors right in the immediate vicinity voting or signing a letter of approval. The side boundaries, as you saw from the pictures, are well buffered. You really can't see it unless you're looking for it and you walk in the back. The property is located in a developing area, as identified by the March 2019 comp plan. Under section 115-171 of the zoning code, the legal standard for conditional uses is set out, and the commission may recommend approval if the proposed use is essential or desirable, and the applicant provides full protection to surrounding properties. Hopefully you can get an idea of what that protection is from the pictures that I've submitted and from your aerial photographs. I attached to my letter proposed conditions, proposed findings of fact and conditions. And if you read through those, you'll see that I tried to do my level best and my client tried to do his level best to make sure that this property is not disruptive. And I think you can see that from the letters of approval or support that it hasn't been disruptive. So, for example, we're proposing that the business may operate Monday through Friday between 7:45 and 6 p.m. as normal business hours. However, during emergencies, we would ask that those times be flexible, and we can go outside those times because sometimes storms occur in the middle of the night and tree service companies get emergency calls because somebody's had a tree fall in their house. What's that?
Wires.
Or wires, that yes, a dangerous situation could occur anytime if a tree falls on the lines. The use of chainsaws and other power equipment, we attempted to limit that to no more than 6 hours per day and only during daytime hours, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Saturday. All vehicles would be parked in the rear of the property. So I'm happy to answer any questions. That basically summarizes the application in front of you.
All right, thank you, Mr. Wyman. We'll see if there's anybody here and has any questions for you. We'll start with Ms. Wingate.
Okay, excuse me, I do have a few questions. So this tree service, what exactly do they do? They go out when there's a fallen tree and bring the trees back to their property?
They do, and then they chop them up. And what they have is a log splitter in the back. You've seen them. Looks like a Lowe's gas powered.
I saw it on site.
Okay. You saw it. Then they split the logs up and they sell the piles of firewood.
Okay. And then there's also a mulcher back there. So they're grinding the mulch as well? They're grinding the trees as well?
Yes.
Okay. Are all those tree, I'm confused about the neighboring property that you mentioned in the back. So all the tree debris that I saw out there is on the neighbor, or is that on his?
All the tree debris you saw in the back of my client's property?
Is on his property? That's part of it?
So if you look at the photos at tab 6, here you go. The boundary line, if you're standing in front of my, if Mr. Zuppo's house, all right, the right side boundary line, the southern boundary line, is somewhere in here. So where you see this mulch and that debris and everything on that side of the property.
But all the trees that I saw are all on his property?
Yes.
Okay. Because I got to tell you, that was a hot mess there. There's a lot of trash and stuff out there, too. And I noticed a lot of containers for oil and chemicals that are not being properly disposed.
See, that's interesting, because I went out to the property myself, and I saw the logs, and they were piled.
If you look to the right when you're driving in, all that trash that's on the right there, there's a lot of chemical things there, too. Does he have a service that takes care of removing chemical waste?
Well, I'm trying to get an idea of where you're looking first, because if we go to tab 5.
Well, I can tell you when I pulled in, right across almost from the existing dwelling to the right there, there's a pile of debris that's a lot of trash piled up.
So are you talking about the debris, if you go to tab 5?
It's before that. It's in front.
Tab 6. This?
Yes, and all along on the right hand before you get up to there. There's a pile of, there were containers, like you would, chemical, or lubricants, oils, whatever. Do you know if he has a chemical or a disposal service that he works with that picks up the chemicals?
That I don't know, but those weren't there when I came, went out to his property, and I didn't see them when I was taking photographs either. So maybe it's a transient, temporary use that he has where he uses the fluids for his equipment.
I know, but we would need to make sure that that doesn't happen because...
What doesn't happen?
The chemicals are not properly disposed of. And there's a service that will come pick up oils and things like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or that they're properly stored. We don't really know what's in those things. We're assuming it's oil and...
That's what the container said.
The container said that?
There was a lot of trash out there.
Pretty good guess then. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so you're proposing that the heavy equipment would only run between the hours of 9 to 3?
Yes.
Monday through Saturday?
When I say heavy equipment, I'm not talking about trucks
coming in. I'm talking about the mulching, I'm talking about the chainsaws, the noise.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, okay. How many employees work out of here?
I believe when I spoke to him last, and he's gotten here, this is Josh Zuppo. Josh, you can come up here. This is the Planning and Zoning Commission, and we'll go over some of the questions she's asking. But the last time I talked to him, he had 4. Do you have 4? How many employees do you have?
Right now, 3.
Mr. Zuppo, I need you to introduce yourself for the record. Just say your name and your address.
How you doing? My name is Joshua Zuppo. Address is 28121 Gravel Hill Road, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
All right, so you have 3 employees now?
Yes.
Full-time?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, and he mentioned the hours of operation would be, did you say 6:45 to?
7:45 to 6. We said to 6 because in the summertime, it stays lighter later. In the wintertime, they're not working till 6 o'clock because it's dark.
Okay. And then, of course, if there's a hurricane that goes through that you need to respond, then you would need different hours. He also mentioned 9 to 3 for any kind of equipment operation going on. Mulching of the trees or chainsaws, is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. I asked him about disposal service for any chemicals, oils and things like that, lubricants. When I was out on the property, it looked like you had containers that were piled up. Do you have a service that you deal with that picks up your oil?
I have a friend that has a automotive business, and I take it over to him and he puts it into his heater. He has a heater that burns the oil.
Okay. Okay.
Can I just interrupt before you go into your next question? Uh-huh. Are they lubricants for the equipment?
The hydraulic fluid and stuff like that, that just goes into it, but none of that gets emptied out on the property.
Okay, but what were in the containers? To the right, going into the back?
That has any of the containers that had anything in it is motor oil, used motor oil, and that goes to my friend. And he burns it off in his heater.
Okay. So we talked about the hours and the employees. So the employees come to your residence and then they get into your equipment and drive the trucks out? Is that how that works?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Would you be interested in putting a sign up if, I saw you had a small AAA sign out there, but would you want a larger sign if this gets approved?
Yeah, that's okay.
32-foot square sign. I think that's probably all I have right now.
All right, Mr. Mears.
No questions, sir.
I do have another one.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. How often do you grind up what you have out there? Because there's a lot of logs that are out there. Is that a timely thing that you do, or are they going to sit out there for a while?
No, we cut those up and split them up and sell firewood.
Okay, but do you do that timely? Because you got a lot of stuff stored
out
there.
Yeah, we do it usually when we're slow on the weekends. I have a guy come over and does it sometimes. And if they're not working, that helps them get some hours in.
So you may need to readjust the hours for the 9 to 3.
No, it stays about the same.
Okay.
Yeah. It still stays.
But on the weekends too?
Yeah, on the weekends too sometimes, yes. Okay.
You know, Ms. Wingate, I had the same concern the first time I went out there, and I asked him, and I'll ask you again. If you said that at certain points of time, the pile of firewood's relatively high, meaning
oh, yeah.
It's big.
Yes.
And how fast do you get rid of that firewood?
During the summer, it goes pretty fast. It goes through, say, around 100 cords a month.
Okay, for the camps.
Yeah, it's
it goes campfire.
I just don't want it to become like this huge storage thing that never leaves.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I don't want
because there's
that
a lot
either.
Out there right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's all I have.
Hey, Mr. Mears?
No question, sir.
Oh.
I just, you know, driving through the area, I noticed, you know, it's kind of a tight driveway and there's like a curve in the road. So you have fairly large trucks that are having to come in and out of there, right? Is it?
Yeah. They go out once a day and come in once a day, yes.
And with the bypass going in, traffic should go down on that road, or it may actually increase, right? Depending.
I believe it's supposed to go down on that road.
Down?
Yeah. We haven't had any issues.
No safety issues or
not whatsoever, no.
No other questions.
Okay, Mr. Butler? All right, staff, anything?
None for me.
None for me, thank you.
Counselor?
None for me, thanks.
All right then, gentlemen, there being no further questions from the commission, we'll ask you to take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2411, Joshua Lupo? Yes, sir, come on up.
In favor or opposition?
Hi, my name is Leo Schamberger. I live in Sway. 161 Gravel Hill Road. For the last 2 years, we've been having this issue with the tree company, having a highly volume of traffic and as well with the wood and chainsaw noises, to the point that we had to replace our windows. My stepson moved out of the house because couldn't keep sleeping, and it's very annoying. And we have a lot of no fence, so on two houses up the street, and I can play a video if you like to, because we submitted some letters as pictures as well from the neighborhood, and we were not able to submit videos to provide it to you. So if you'd like to hear what the effects of the noise produced to us on a daily basis, I'll be more than glad. Can I play?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a question?
Yes, you may.
Well, I think he's
going to play the noise.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is on a daily basis. And right now it's 9 o'clock. Every day.
Different hours of the day, or?
Even in the snow days, you know, during Sunday nights, they've been doing it for 2 years. I couldn't have a conversation in my backyard with you guys, like no more people though.
said 9 o'clock, did you say PM or AM?
It comes like anytime, 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, like he said, weekends. Low cats climbing up the wood, you know, 18-wheelers coming in and coming out. I mean, I get about the pollution, smog, you know, burning branches, snakes, name it, oil. We already have some issue with water. We already have some issue with traffic. Now we have an issue with the air condition and the noise condition. I mean,
are you on central water and sewer there?
Pardon me?
Do you have central water? Are you on a well? Do
a well, well, yeah. So, again, we're looking for peace, you know. We're in a really nice neighborhood. I mean, they came over the Christmas to sign these letters that they submitted later on the petition, and that's where we're standing. I mean, I hate to go against people that we need, you know, because we all need these businesses in this town, but no based on this condition. It's just plain simple. That's the way we feel. Right. And I hope, you know, more people will come, but some of them already submitted some letters, so yeah, with some pictures.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, is there anyone else would like to speak in favor or in opposition to conditional use number 2411, Joshua Zuppo? Anyone else? Commission, any more questions? None? All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day, see if we make a decision or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.